Alright folks, welcome back to Daily Virtue. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes chaotic world of being human. Today we're diving into something super important. Creating healthy boundaries in life. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting much back? You know that feeling when people just keep asking favors or demanding your time and energy, leaving you drained and depleted? Yeah, me too. It's not selfish to prioritize yourself and protect your well-being. In fact, it's essential for living a fulfilling life. Think of boundaries as the invisible lines we draw around ourselves, defining what's acceptable and what's not. They help us stay grounded, centered, and prevent burnout. And trust me, in today's world, where everyone's always connected and vying for our attention, healthy boundaries are more important than ever. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you build those rock-solid boundaries. 1. Identify your values. Before setting any boundaries, take a moment to reflect on what truly matters to you. What are your core values? What brings you joy and fulfillment? Knowing your values acts as your internal compass, guiding you in deciding where to draw the line. Maybe it's spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply having some alone time to recharge. 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. Now that you know your values, it's time to communicate them. This doesn't mean being aggressive or confrontational. It means expressing your needs and limits in a clear, respectful, and direct manner. Practice saying no gracefully but firmly when something violates your boundaries. Remember, saying no is not a rejection of the person, but rather a protection of yourself. 3. Start small. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. Begin with small, manageable changes. Maybe it's limiting social media time, saying no to one extra commitment this week, or setting aside dedicated me time each day. Gradually building these boundaries will feel less overwhelming and more sustainable. 4. Be consistent. Consistency is key. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. If you waver or give in every now and then, it sends mixed messages and weakens the effectiveness of your boundaries. Remember, people will adjust their behavior based on your actions, so show them what's acceptable and what's not. 5. Practice self-care. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Make sure you prioritize activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature to reading a good book, practicing mindfulness, or spending time with people who uplift you. Now, imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by folks chatting about everything under the sun. Someone starts asking for your opinion on a project they've been working on, something that falls outside your expertise and takes up valuable time. You could feel pressured to give detailed advice or pretend to be an expert. But remember, you have boundaries. You can politely acknowledge the request and say something like, "That sounds really interesting. I'm not the best person to offer advice on that, but maybe suggest a relevant resource or person could help." This is a simple yet powerful way to protect your time and energy while still being respectful. See? Healthy boundaries aren't about shutting people out, they're about creating space for what truly matters in your life. It's about honoring your needs, values, and commitments. By implementing these key takeaways, you'll cultivate a sense of clarity, confidence, and well-being that will radiate outwards, impacting all aspects of your life. Remember, setting boundaries is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. Be patient with yourself, keep refining your approach, and celebrate your progress along the way. Now go out there and make those boundaries count. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from learning about healthy boundaries. Let's spread the word and empower each other to live more authentic and fulfilling lives. Thanks for tuning into Daily Virtue, folks. Until next time, stay virtuous and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.